Well, hello there, everyone. This is Nick Good here. Welcome to this special call. Heaven or hell, using the power of love to decide. So what I'd like you to do is to get yourself really situated so you're not going to be disturbed, and getting really comfy, settling in. You might want to have something to take some notes. The call's always recorded anyway, so you can listen to it over. I'm going to be making some really simple points. And the main thing is we want to be sharing an experience together. And I want to invite us to begin that experience by taking 3 soft, gentle, deep breaths. And as you're doing that, I want you to have a sense of letting go on the exhalation. Just letting go, releasing your grip, releasing the mind's grip, releasing the obsession with the needing to know, needing to understand, needing to be in control, and surrender. And I want you to surrender to a deeper sense of life experience, beyond your mind, beyond your sense of self, your identity, your personality, your persona, the person you think you are. I want you to just surrender that, just let it go, and just settle into a state of innocence, and just breathe, and very gently from there. Don't force anything. Just observe. Soft, gentle, deep breaths. Just allow yourself to relax, let go, release the grip. See if you can allow yourself to slip into your innocence. soft, gentle, deep breaths. Just allow yourself to be absolutely still. And see if you can maintain that innocent receptivity. Now, this notion of transforming the world, of changing the world, and being the change, none of this, as you're probably becoming more and more aware of as you look around the current state of affairs, none of this can actually be accomplished from any kind of human effort. Now, why is this so? Well, in order to understand that question, we have to go to the root of the problem. And the root of the problem is that consciousness, the spiritual being that we are, consciousness is asleep. It isn't awake. Hence the need for an awakening. It's not the human mind or human beings that are awakening to their slavery or the way they've given their power away to perceived controllers and manipulators. That's not an awakening. That's still the dream, the nightmare part of the dream. Awakening is consciousness waking up to its own nature. And that's what you experience when you return to that innocence within yourself. You start to experience actually who you are and what your true inner nature is. So consciousness is asleep. Dreaming a dream. And the dream is a mirror. And the mirror is made of the energy of life. So consciousness is seeing a reflection of its dream state in the energy of life, the mirror. And in that mirror, in that energy, is the whole world, the whole of creation. There's the physical body, the identity, the persona, the ego, all the belief systems and timelines that tie us into believing that with these physical bodies, living out these human lives, with these complex stories and relationships. And within this dream, there are forces, apparently very, very real as anything else in the dream, that are 100% committed to maintaining the sleep state of consciousness and entangling consciousness more and more and more in the dream. there are forces that are focused on this, and 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days of the year, using electromagnetic, hypnotic, and suggestive powers in order to accomplish these ends. The electromagnetism, translating into a human language, is emotion. So the whole world is an emotional magnetic trap. Every aspect of life generates emotion. Success, all the modern success strategies to accomplish, achieve and acquire in this world are based on harnessing the power, generating emotion. Everything, the drum invokes an emotional response. And what that does is embed consciousness more and more and more in its dream state. And the reflection clearly communicates that this is a one-way street into the nightmare of hell on earth. So awakening from this situation doesn't require more emotion and the empowerment of the false self, of the ego, of the persona. What it requires is an awakening of consciousness to its own inner nature, which exists beyond mind, beyond emotion, beyond personality. And as we experienced at the beginning of the call, can be quite easily experienced simply by letting go, releasing the grip. So let's have another go at that, shall we? Just relaxing into our beingness. And just surrendering. It's like dying. You just let go. Let go of the mind. Let go of the central nervous system's grip. Let go of your sense of self. And just surrender. You can't get lost. You can't drift hopelessly in some void, because you are life itself. Consciousness is life. All you can do is let go of who you are not and experience a deeper and deeper sense of self, which translates as peace and innocence. Soft, gentle, deep breaths. Soft, gentle, deep. Just allowing your body to completely relax, surrender. Now, as you practice this more and more and more, and it's not easy to just simply let go and surrender. The mind kicks up a tremendous fuss. But what I want you to understand is that who you are, who you truly are, and the experience of that, on the other side of your darkness, it's not something you can reach from a human perspective with human ideas extending from your current mindset up into some imagined heaven with some imagined God, some belief system that you've inherited or adopted. You can have an inauthentic experience, which may be some improvement on your current state of consciousness. But the genuine, authentic, real you you're looking for exists deep within you, beyond your own darkness. So, the journey that life will take you on, sooner or later, is a journey into that darkness. And through that darkness and beyond it. And this is can be a terrifying ordeal. And when you honestly study the accounts of accomplished spiritual teachers, you see that indeed there has been this dreadful threshold that's been crossed. Now, what is this darkness? What is all this stuff? Well, it's all the human nonsense. It's the residue of ego's activity and the consequence of the dream state, the consequence of identifying with the content of the mirror as oneself, as a toxic byproduct of this false identification with self and world. And that is that toxicity exists in the psyche, in the subconscious, unconscious realm of the human psyche. So in order to reach the promised land, in order to know ourselves as we are known, we need to traverse this realm within ourselves. And it helps if you understand the playing field. Including your physical body, everything and everyone in it is a reflection in a mirror. And the mirror of life is reflecting the dream state and then the hypnotic, manipulated state of consciousness. And, for instance, the current political situation in America, which is very topical right now, where we had two, can we say this, kind of larger than life caricatures of human beings in the final runoff for the presidential position. You had the epitome of the masculine and feminine ego. Pure evil on one side of it, so bad that even the most skilled spin doctors and masters of hype couldn't market it. The absolute manifestation of political evil just couldn't be sold anymore. So the masculine ego was chosen with all its arrogance and everything that goes with it. Now, the shockwaves that have gone through the world and the reaction are quite close, one would hope, to awakening the masses to the absurdity of this notion that there is some savior or solution outside of oneself that is actually going to improve things. If it isn't obvious today, it very soon will be, that there is no political solution to a spiritual crisis. And politics is a symptom of the toxicity, the extreme toxicity of the crisis. A political system exists because consciousness in ego's dream is a political entity. It lives with an agenda. Ego lives with an agenda. So when you wake up in the morning, you don't awaken, or you may awaken in innocence, but very quickly your agenda kicks in. Your plan, your goals, your agenda. And your whole day, week, months, years will be dedicated to the accomplishment of that agenda. And whose agenda is it? It's the ego's agenda, based on the values of the world. Accomplishment, aggrandizement, adding to itself, acquisition, all values of the world. So, somehow, you have to come to terms with the fact that your dreams, your aspirations, your goals, what you live for, may very well be contributing to the momentum, the negative momentum that the whole of humanity is on right now. Now, I'm not saying abandon those dreams. What I'm saying is the power to make them come true needs to come from a different space within oneself. And that is the space of awakened consciousness. In communion with its own essence, which is the spirit of life. And if one makes that priority in one's life, then the power that one is bringing into the world, the power that one exists with in this world, changes. And then, if one can maintain one's innocence with that power and allow it to flow through you, extend its nature through your own attitude, which is basically an attitude of blessing, then things are going to change. So we have a phenomenal responsibility in these times. Astonishingly complex current situation, and a responsibility to recognize how deeply asleep we have been. And as soon as you look in the mirror in the morning and identify yourself with that reflection, you're back in the dream. The degree of awakening required, which really and honestly is, it's death to the ego. It's dying to your old sense of self. And you can't fake this. You're either still very much passionate about the world and hungry for what it's offering, or you're not. When you lose your appetite for the taste of the ego's world, you know you're waking up. So we have to be really honest here. And it's a critical time. It's a critical time. We've already gone past the tipping point where the worst predictions are becoming very real, probable futures. So the level of miracle consciousness that is required, the degree of divine intervention that is required in order to flip it is very high. The odds are definitely against us, because so many people are caught in the hypnosis of materialism. So consciousness en masse is absolutely enamored with its reflection and in a very deep sleep. This is just the honest True. So it requires a superheroic effort to extricate oneself from this fascinating conundrum. And the consequences of this are the heaven on earth reality. And it's no secret that we need to be embodying the experience that we want to see reflected in the world around us. It's not going to happen any other way. This heavenly consciousness exists beyond mind. It exists beyond the realm of human thought, imagination, and the ability of the ego to contaminate that atmosphere. So that's why it requires a dying to one's sense of self, existing sense of self, in order to experience it. And this is the practice, over and over and over and over and over. And as one becomes more familiar with that state of consciousness, there are moments when you're fully absorbed into it. And you're faced with the deeper initiations of the hero's journey. And this is, to the personality, absolutely overwhelming. I've just gone through one of those just lately. The last 6 weeks have been extraordinary, even by my standards, and I've definitely been through a few. So you can bet your boots it's coming down for you sooner or later. And at this part of the hero's journey, we're utterly overwhelmed by forces that dwarf anything that we've hitherto had to face. And because it's an inner journey through peace into a transcendental sense of self, when we hit this point in the process, we're overwhelmed by the content of our own subconscious and unconscious mind. And of course, this is where we face, you know, absolutely not just our own stuff, but the residual content of the collective unconscious. This is where it all exists. So let's get really, really, really honest about the degree of illusion that is dominant in the world of form, which also includes your mind, your belief systems, ideologies, and whatnot. There's a massive, massive, massive belief and investment in ideas and belief systems that are very stimulating, that excite and generate states of euphoria and ecstasy. And these are associated with some form of salvation, maybe coming from ascended masters, extraterrestrials, high beings, some savior, or some energy that's going to do it all for you, transform you, transform the world. All of these are lies, programs within the matrix that are either been there for a long time or new ones generated with a similar theme in order to generate a similar state, emotional response, creating more electromagnetic entanglement, hypnosis, and consciousness buried under the, you know, these very powerful suggestions. What we want to be doing is going in the opposite direction of that, through stillness, through peace, through surrender of all ideas, beliefs, and notions into a deeper and ever-deepening sense of self. And hit the darkness and keep going deeper and deeper and deeper into the darkness. It takes a lot of patience. And you can't fake it. And the process will eventually get a hold of you and take you through the last bit. And it's the aspects of the Jesus story is particularly appropriate for this piece. And it's the scripture that says, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Whether it's an accurate quote or not, it's embedded in the mythos of that story. And it indicates that the man feels absolutely alone and overwhelmed by what he's faced with. So this is a very important part of the journey, because it's there when you are alone and feel absolutely alone or no divine support whatsoever. You're just absolutely alone. And you're faced with your greatest challenge. That is tremendous strength is gained. Tremendous authentic selfhood is found. And of course, this is what it's all about. So, what are we saying here? Well, again, the Jesus mythology, after all the drama, there were two very, very, very clear and simple instructions left. Number one, love God with all your heart, mind, strength, and soul. All your heart, mind, strength, and soul. That means every cell of your being. Every aspect of consciousness, every bit of you needs to be directed towards this invisible presence, the foundation of life, eternal. Every aspect of oneself needs to be pointed in that direction with commitment, strength, mind, heart, and soul, everything. The world is a mirror of within which is the reflection of a sleeping, distorted dream state, a manipulated dream state, hypnotic trance, a nightmare. The world that we see around us, the political, socio-political, economic, ecological, and everything else, or the indicators, the degradation, the toxicity, the just the low level of expression and demonstration of consciousness that is dominant in the world is a big sign that should point you, consciousness, away from it. Not towards it, away from it. So that you will return and awaken. And in so doing, help do your part to transform. That situation, that reflection. So, love God with all your heart and mind and strength and soul is still number one. And then number two is love others as yourself. Why? Because they are part of a reflection of oneself. Let's just close our eyes again. And just as you surrender, allow yourself to experience the merging of your love, which is very natural. You don't have to try to love the presence of life. It's a reunion of two aspects of oneness that belong together. So as you relax and surrender and let go and release your grip, you awaken to the allowing of the communion of your being with the presence of life. And in the deepest truth, your being and the presence of life have never been separate. And your awakening is as a witness to that fact, that eternal fact. So there's an underlying knowingness there's an underlying sense of certainty that underpins this glad truth. And we call this in Sanskrit Nischay. So, as we allow this eternal truth to reestablish itself absolutely in every level of our being, we can extend its nature into the world through an attitude of compassion, mercy, forgiveness, the blessings of pure love. And as we do this honestly, with integrity, the flow of life can reestablish the wonder and we are relieved of this burden of trying to fix ourselves, fix everyone, fix the world. And perfection harmony manifest is a natural consequence. Surrender, let go, deepen your surrender. Allow yourself to not know. Allow yourself to surrender Allow yourself to release the grip, controlling, manipulating, interfering, the pretentiousness of ego. And admit, just stand in your innocence. And just allow life to get on with itself. And you can do this with a smile on your face. It's a great relief. And as that relief flows in, you can open the door so it can flow out into this dream through the blessing, through mercy, through compassion, through forgiveness, through tenderness. Smiling, a golden inner smile. Just letting go, letting go, letting go. And just allow yourself to be held in the perfection of life. And just like you have absolutely no idea about the physiological processes, infinite number of physiological processes, biochemical processes, electrical processes, hormonal processes, etc., etc., that are occurring in your body right now. Just the same way as you have no idea about virtually any of that whatsoever. You have no idea about life, how it's actually working, how everything is perfect synchronicity. Every single detail. How deep and complex the dream actually is. How miraculous this astonishing illusion actually is. So surrender, let go of your pretense that you do know. and be relieved of ego's burden. Return to innocence. Merge. Witness. Nourish. And let it flow into the dream world through an attitude of blessings, compassion, mercy, benevolence, kindness, tenderness, caring. And as you do so, make that inner world more and more real. Value the peace and the stillness in there, the emotionless environment, and awaken to the snares and the hooks, the traps of the illusion, especially the emotional hook. Observe the obsessive insanity of your own ego persona. And release your grip on identification with what you see in the mirror. Let it go. It's the only way you're genuinely going to be able to contribute to the amelioration of this world, this consensus reality. If you want to see the miracles of heaven on earth, if you want to see the real life, you have to go in, away from this world. And keep going deeper and deeper and deeper into the darkness. Want it. Yearn for it, commit to it, love it with all your heart, mind, strength, and soul. Until you hit the point of no return. And you're faced with the ultimate challenge within yourself. It's a great time to be alive. It's a great time to be awakening. Really. This is your Uncle Nick sending you love and blessings from Bali. Wishing you courage and strength, commitment to surrender, and looking forward to hearing your glad tidings. Lots and lots and lots and lots of love. Deep, 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 deep peace. Deep peace. Aloha.